We're up to Pesikas Halachis Al Pi HaShulchan Aruch. It is on the page that begins that on the very top of the page. It has the letter. It says Chof Bei Zamed Aleph. On the very top. Okay, on the very top it says Chof Bei Zamed Aleph. We're up to the second topic. The second topic is Pesikas Halachis Al Pi HaShulchan Aruch. The Sugin. It says in the Gemara Yireyes Hashem Bini. Umolach Shlomo David HaMelech says to his son Shlomo, "Fear Hashem, my son." Umolach v'im shaynim. So the Gemara makes a drasha. What does this mean? V'im shaynim. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Elu sheshaynin halachos. These are people who learn halacha. Uverashi, what does it mean? They learn halacha. Sheshaynin halachos. Shelo shimshu l'talmidei chachamim v'lo hikpidu al tamei hamishnayos. Okay, so this pasuk is interpreted in a negative form. I didn't learn the Gemara, so I don't know exactly what the Gemara means, but the Gemara, what do you know, you feel with this piece of Gemara? Im Shainim? Yeres Hashem B'nigim Melech Im Shainim. The Gemara is interpreting this in a negative form of a person that's not studied in the Tamei HaMishnayis, a person that paskins halacha from a Mishnah
without
understanding the Mishnayis, so this is something that you should stay away from. A person should distance himself. You have to know the Tamei HaMitzvos. It's not enough to learn the Halacha from the Mishnah. Now, we go into a very detailed discussion. HaRambam BeHakdama Sifra HaYad HaChazaka Kosav Shechiber Sifra Kidei SheYoyru Mimenu Halacha L'maisin. Now, the Rambam was a very controversial Sefer. When the Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazaka, the Mishnah Torah, we take it for granted, but the Rambam did something very controversial. He wanted to paskin the final Halacha, and the Rambam did not quote sources. The Rambam was unique in his time. That's came under a lot of criticism for writing a Sefer Halacha without telling you where he derived the source. Aval haros b'tshuva kosav shehamoyim mitoch haRambam toyim heim. Even though the Rambam's goal in his introduction was that you can therefore take my Sefer, I'm telling you the bottom line. Whatever it says here, you can put into practice. The Rosh says, don't you dare. Don't take the words of the Rambam literally. And what is the point of disagreement between the Rosh and what the Rambam tried to do? B'bir ha-machlokusam kosav b'shulchan aruch harav. Shel haRambam atam shein lohoris mitoch haMishnah hu mishum sheyesh mishnay stumos v'ze lo shaych b'chibur hayad shaloi. The reason why the Gemara says you're not allowed to paskin out of a Mishnah, many times when you have halachas in the Mishnah, you may not paskin because there are contradictions. There are contradictions in Mishnayis throughout Shas, throughout the Shisha Sudarm. So therefore, you don't know which Mishnah is correct. You don't know, should you follow the Mishnah Masech Tavakama, or should you follow what it says in the Mishnah in Masech Taksubis, when you have a topic which there are two Mishnayis which seem to give opposite of Svaros. So you need a Gemara to tell you Hocha b'mayaskinan in the Mishnah over here and Hocha b'mayaskinan in the Mishnah over there. But the Rambam already solved all of those problems. When the Rambam issues a Psak Halacha in the Rambam's Piskei Halacha, it already has been ironed out all of the contradictions, and he's telling you basically the Hocha b'mayaskinan. That was the Rambam's approach. But Avul L'Harosh Hatami Shum She'ena Mevin Hadavar Le'Oyesha. The Rosh has a double interpretation. The reason why you're not allowed to pass Halacha from the Mishnah is because you don't understand the subject matter fully. And therefore, according to the Rosh, even if you have a Psak Halacha from the Rambam, the Rambam already has told you, Hocha B'mayaskinan, if you have not learned the Sugya in its source, in the Gemara, and gone through the Shachu V'Tariyeh, you're not going to fully understand the depth of the matter. So the Rambam has not accomplished anything for us by just telling us the bottom line, because the bottom line, even though the Rambam has already ironed out all of the contradictions between the Mishnayis, but if you're not being able to go through the sources and study the subject matter from a first-hand source, you're not going to fully grasp the depth of the matter, and you're prone to make mistakes in practical matters. So we have over here, basically, we present so far, we have a Gemara here in Masechta Sota that tells us that you're not allowed to paskin out of a Mishnah. We have two different reasons why you're not allowed to paskin straight from the Mishnah. Reason number one is potentially because this Mishnah may be contradicted by another Mishnah. Mishnah somewhere else in Shisha Sedarim. The second reason why you may not paskin from Mishnah is because if you do not study the Talmud, which gives us the reason for the Mishnah, you're not going to fully grasp the depth of the logic behind the Mishnah. What will be the nafkamina between these two reasons? The nafkamina will be a sefer like the Rambam. Are you allowed to paskin like the Rambam? If you learn like the first reason, because we have to be concerned that maybe there's a collision course, there's some other Mishnah which contradicts, so then it's not a problem. The Rambam has guaranteed that he's prevented us from coming to any contradictions. When you will read a halacha in my sefer, you're guaranteed that this halacha will not be contradicted by anything else in the entire Shas. I've already taken care of all possible contradictions. But if the time reason why you may not paskin from the Mishnah is because you have to fully understand the reason behind the Mishnah, you're not going to get that from the Rambam. The Rambam is not going to tell you the reasons. He's not going to tell you the depth behind the halacha. So therefore, that's the point of disagreement. We can decipher the point of disagreement between the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, the Shem HaGadol LaHachidah. The Chidah wrote many Sfarim. One is called the Shem HaGadolim. Kosav, Zeh HaKlal. Lemayin b'dayros elu. The Shema Gedolim was basically a diary of his journeys. The Chida traveled the world.
And Shema Gedolim is, what do you call it? He talks about the different
communities. Forum. No?
Not Shema
Gedolim. He traveled. He's a big traveler, the Chida.
Yes. The Shema Gedolim is basically about the Shem HaGadolim.
Okay, the different Gedolei Yisrael. Kosav Zeh HaKlal L'mayin B'dayros Elu Ki Molo Horetz Sifrei Ravosa Basroi Uchemad Lo Hinichu Mokoyim. They left over, there are many, many so that were composed in his generation. Can you imagine, this is what he wrote, the Chidah wrote in his generation. You can imagine what he said today. If you go and you'll study the Rishonim and Mechabrim, the early Svarim that have been printed in this generation, Vaday ala roiv yimso dei hoshev lipulpule v'dine ho'achroinim, you'll find a lot to talk about. Just a drop. When you go into the scroll, the see today in the sun that we're in today, just a teeny drop of the Rishonim. V'maimar kadishin have zehirin. Okay, so I'm not sure what all that means, but what we're reading, what we're learning about today over in the Svarim today is just the tip of the iceberg. Even though today many Svarim have been published, but the amount of Chachmah that is available is still, and writing is still small relative to what really exists.
I once heard from someone talking about that it's only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
The reason we have today in Sfarim that you need someone to give Haskama on the Sefer, because one of the Gedolim, during the time of the printing press, he had said, when the printing press was invented, he said, I thought it was the greatest thing we can have now, we're going to be able to print all the Sfarim of all the Rishonim and everything. But what happened, every rich Adam started writing Sfarim that were
nonsense,
and that was printed, and the Sfarim that you needed
was not printed.
So the Gedolim at that time said,
Haskama.
You had a Sefer, it needs a Haskama.
Okay, well, we're learning with Zecher.
The printing press is one of the big
wonders. The wonders of the world.
Jenner.
I forgot we're learning today. Lezecher Uli Nishmas Moshe David Ben Gershon. This is Rabbi Kalish's uncle. His neshama have an aliyah. The oid zos yisera kol mayon yishtadel lishoyv mimekor hamayon. Every mayon, every fountain should strive to draw mimukar hamayin uve einov yiras sugis hashas. Every person should strive to study everything in its from the first from the original source. the sugyas hashas for rishonim beperusheim ubechidushoseim ubepeskeim, to study shas in the rishonim and the commentators. V'yaz yelach betach bedivrei ha'acharonim me'achar ki omad al shiroshon shel dvarim v'hinei ochas bekarnois v'derech tivuna. Then he has taken hold of the corners and done so with a way of understanding. So for all he's saying over here is that today there are a lot of svarim, there are a lot of things available, in the Acharonim, and the Chochma, the Pilpul, is just the tip of the iceberg. But when it comes to study halacha, the person has to start from the source. Don't open up the art scroll laws of Shabbos before you have a basic in knowing the basic ideas of Hilcha Shabbos before you can come to the bottom line. Now, v'nei b'marsha kosaf u'v'doris halalu. Oysan shemurim halacha shemurin halacha mitoch shulchan aruch v'harei heim ein yoidim tamu inyan shel kol davar im lo yidakdiku mitchilu b'dvar b'davar mitoch ha-talmud shushimush talmidei chachamim v'tohus nofal b'hoi ro'asam. He says there's an epidemic today going on where people today study, they only study the shulchan aruch. They read what it says in the Mechaber and the Ramah, and they go to the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and they'll read the Mishnah Berurah and the Berach Halacha, and they think they're the world's greatest Paiskim, and they never opened up a Gemara, they never studied Rashi, they never studied Tais, they never studied the Rashba, and they don't know the Sugya from its original source. They're just coming to the Sugya in a backwards fashion by studying it from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Nesei Kalim. So this, today the Kitzchel Tzedek learned the art school, so he says this is a major, major problem. If you're not going to have an appreciation of the basics from the Talmud, where it all comes from, you're looking for trouble. These people are destroying the world. And you should make a macha. You should shout at them. So he's saying this indeed is a problem. Basically, he's saying that it's not a good idea. The Mahalach of the Rambam, he's coming, he's very much against the Mahalach of the Rambam. The Rambam was giving you Piske Halacha. The Rambam was the art scroll of the generation. He gave you the Piske Halacha. What?
How can you say that?
That's what the Rambam did.
The art scroll is the Rambam of the generation, but the Rambam was the art scroll
of his generation.
The art scroll now is trying to be the Rambam.
The bottom line, hey. Uveshut maharitatz. I don't know who that is. Kosav shemaran shemaran kosav es hashulchan aruch leketanim the am haaretz. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch for children. You hear what it says here? For children and ignoramuses. Now the truth is, you should know that the Shulchan Aruch was never meant to be what it is. The Shulchan Aruch was basically a summary of the Beis Yosef, of what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. And it was meant to be reviewed every 30 days. In fact, you can actually buy, they have... It was never meant to be as a primary source for study. He wrote the Beis Yosef, and then as chapter summaries, he wrote the Torah. The Torah was a substantial sefer. I'm going to call. Can you maybe close the door? And he wrote the Torah was written. He wrote this commentary on the Beis Yosef, and then he summarized just what's
commentary on the Torah.
He summarized his commentary on the Torah. The Beis Yosef wrote a commentary on the Torah, and he summarized his own commentary with what's the bottom line. The bottom line is A, B, and C, and D. And in fact, the Kavana was there are some old, in fact, every 30 days, the entire Shulchan Aruch, from beginning to end, is divided into 30 parts. And the person is supposed to review the entire Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. And it was never meant to be a sefer to be studied on its own. And for some miracle, that's certainly much later on. And some miracle, the Shulchan Aruch became a fascination in Klal Yisrael, and the Ashkenazim were upset that it did not fully represent their line of thinking. So the Ramah went and he embellished the Shulchan Aruch with his commentary, and then came along the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, Machsa Shekel, and so on, the Prima Gadim, so on and so forth, in order to elaborate upon the Shulchan Aruch. All the way down, we have to say the Mishnah Berurah was the one who really, in Aruch Chaim, really put a final stamp on the the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Shavashut Mahariyatz, he writes that there was never his calling. His calling was to write for children for Amiratzim. Ach, Biad Malachi Hesigalov, he disagrees. The Chosav Yomer, Kimitach Divri Hakadmosa Shel Rabbi Yosef Karoi, the Shulchan Aruch, Royim Kikos, the Shulchan Aruch, Gam Lechacham. It's not so, Mori Haros, it's not so. Read the Hakdama. Read the Hakdama, you will discover that it was written for Talmidei Chachamim. Ki Elohim Devarav Sham, here's a quote. Re'isi Kitoiv Lilkoit Sheshane Sefire Amora Baderach Hitzara. I saw that it's a good thing to collect the blossoms, the flowers of the words, a collection of words, Baderach Hitzara, in a short form, B'losh and Tzach, in a clear way. The Choylel Yofe V'Nohim, and to include a pleasant experience. L'manetiyet Mantia Torah Hashem Tamima Shegura Befi Kol Ish Yisrael Ki Kasher Yishalu L'Talmud Chacham Davar Dvar Halacha Lo Yigam Gimba He Should Not Stumble Ela Yomer La Chachma Achosi At Zos Viod HaTalmidim HaKatanim Yehegu Bo Talmud, and also the Talmidim HaKatanim will be able to study, to review it continuously. Okay, so we have over here Machlokes, what exactly was the role of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef? Did he have Kavan that the Sefer should be written for Katanim and Amiratzim, or was it written also for Talmidei Chachamim? So we have over here two different opinions, and from the words of the Shulchan Beis Yosef himself, it appears that he wrote this also for Talmidei Chachamim, they should be able to study it well. V'chein Kosav HaTosfos Yomtiv BeHakdamas Chiburoi Mei Bakdamas Hiburoi. Okay, whatever that stands for. Vizel Shane Af Haraf Asher Hishbir Bor. He provided grain. Besifrei Beis Yosef, and we talk about also Chibur Shakar Shulchan Aruch. In addition to writing the Beis Yosef, we also wrote Shulchan Aruch. Loi Neschavin Me'olam Lohoros Mitoch Sifrei Chalila. He never meant Chas V'Shalom that his Shulchan Aruch is the bottom line. Rak Mi Shalomat Ve'ayin V'Sefer HaTurim. A person that said the Sefer HaTur in Perish Beis Yosef. V'Yile Limtzoi Tachlis Kol Din Yevinu Mitoch HaShulchan Aruch. By studying the Shulchan Aruch, by studying, you'll be able to understand it. Uvarach HaShulchan Hosef She'agam She'achakach Neschavu. Even though many perushim were written on the Shulchan Aruch, mikomokom yodua, it's known shebeloi be'er ma'im chayim hashas v'yishonim ein oelo yof. Everyone knows that if you're going to have a shir in Shulchan Aruch, you are in a lot of trouble. You cannot learn Shulchan Aruch unless you go back to the source. You start with the Gemara, with the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, and then proceed there to the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and then from there you can first come to study the Shulchan Aruch. You have to go in order. Uvishchuvas habach kasav sheroiv hadinim yev shel lifset mitoch haShulchan Aruch. You can't pass into Shulchan Aruch greida. El tzrichin gamkin lilmad haGemara. He called dvarav kemat sesumim kolashon haRambam. The words of the Shulchan Aruch are no different than the Rambam. The anu roiim shebechol yoyim harbe stekos naflu bedinim. Every single day halach gets more complex. V'gam beroiv hadvarim nechluku goyne olam v'tzrich chachma yisera. There are many points of disagreement, and we need great chokma uvekius harbe lehachuya to decide betam maspik a correct decision umishloi ragel belimat hagemara efsholoi leharois harua v'nochoina ad kalashonai. If you don't have a background in Talmud, there is no way you will come to lasuke shmeitza alibud hilchasa by just studying the Shulchan Aruch uveseif emaser rabbi shaltes kasu ha'ilamayim haloi made. Paiskin beloi Gemara, who kidogin beloi palpalin. If you study paiskin without learning the Gemara, it's like eating fish without spices. It's tasteless. With Rabbeinu Hagro Omer, kipalpalin beloi dog, he says pumfaker. There's a mistake in the girsa. He says the sheltos is a tos on tfus. It's not like eating fish without spices, because at least he got the fish. At least he have the main meal. Pumfaker, the girsa is corrupt. It means eating spice without eating fish. You're missing the main course. Omnam, the pisrei tshuva, not everyone agrees. He writes, kosav evshad edavka bizman harav. Now here we're coming to some leniencies. Bizman Harav Maharshosh Lo Hoyu Adayin Shum Chibur Al Shulchan Aruch Einochinami. That's maybe only true if you just have the Shulchan Aruch. But today we have the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avram. We have so many Avodah the Shnidish, the Schabur, the Taz, the Hashach, Magen Avram, the Shari Achloim, the Choldin, Mavura Tam Bimukaymoi. They've come to the rescue. They filled in all the blanks. Shapir Dami Lo Hoyus Mitoch Hashulchan Aruch VeAchronim Medifah Bezman Azeh. We have already Mechaberim on the Shulchan Aruch. You can be leading. You don't have to know the sugi inside out. If you have a halacha, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and you started the Shach and the Taz, the Magen Avraham, then you are okay. It's smooth sailing. You don't need to go back and know the sugya inside out. Uve Yoel Moshe, Heavy Divrei Hamasha. He brings down the Marsha that says that's very takes a very tough line. The Chasav Hamasha Hichlid Ze Bezmanoi Shelo Hoye Oz Adayin Habi Urim Shaal Hashulchan Aruch Hataz VeHashach Shor Nosei Kelof. In his day, all that existed was the Mechaber the Ramah, the Kitzuri Din Bulvan, just a short halacha. Uve Zevadai the Masha is correct. Shahamori Mitoch Kitzuri Hadin and Mivali Hulam, they are destroying the worlds. Uchmash Omer Harosh, Al Hamori Mitoch Tivri Harambam. It's no different than the Rosh's objection to the Rambam. The Rambam is not giving you the reasons for the halachas, and that can lead to disaster. Avol, but in today's day and age, when we have so many little oisiyos that surround the mechaber and the ramah, you can get dizzy. Aval achash nisparu divrei shulchan aruch b'shach b'taz b'shach v'pri begodim ve chavista shehem kiloyrin le'inayim. They are like an application, a medicine to the eyes. Haloy me divrei shulchan aruch im arba metive leches. The four metive leches, the four people that guide you properly, that he mentioned over here, the taz, the shach, v'pri begodim, and the chavista. Haniskanim yuchal lovely day havana behalach. You can come to clarity. V'chayim b'chol dal chelke shulchan aruch. He would know say kelim kelim hayudu mishari ha'ahara. Every chelik has its unique commentators. Bishari ha'ahara lifkoyach inaim, to open up ivriyos, to open up blind eyes. Behalacha es kol halaim dim chelki ha'shulchan aruch biyigia. Ubevadai she'odif yoser halaim dim mekor divrei hatam. No one's coming to deny that if a person has the time and the ability, he should study the sources and the original sources. For yishayim imatur b'beis yosef avol gam alim b'shulchan aruch gim noisei kelim nad niskal el. Is a fine. Im dem lashon hamarsha al shulchan aruch bezman v'hara uvi ms af halaimim mishas v'shalim im shulchan aruch tzorich lewas gam daskel hachleinim. Of course, you just said the daskel hachleinim shabderes shalofaneinu and our generations ki datenu ketzor kuli hayu u'ulay lo yovel lidei tol simush, which not come to make a mistake. V'ra'in b'shut shalom nishal shenishal im yachal hamor l'haru estav v'shul mavu lehedi b'shulchan aruch peruv yishayam al zeh midivrei marana b'beis yosef v'shar paiskim same. He deals with this issue. Can a person today paskin straight out of the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the sources and understanding the depth that goes into the halacha? Rav Moshe, he learned Shulchan Aruch, they say, 700 times. And he learned Shas 200 times, 202 times, that they have on record. So it's interesting that he spent Shulchan Aruch, he focused more on Shulchan Aruch. He focused, I mean, I don't know, he really was, but he's... Mishnayis, Shish in the Mishnah, every single month. Okay, so the Heishiv Lefi Harosha Bizikhraini Kacha Yoisim Harbanim Shlofanim Bevol Lefanim Eze Hora Hamuveris Beshulchan Aruch Laharos Kim Belish Shiyamdu Al Devar Memaran Bebeis Yosef Ubilti Psicha Shar Sarm. He says this is what people did all the time. People, they had a Shaila, they opened Beshulchan Aruch, they did not know what it says in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef gives you the entire structure, the entire, the whole foundation of where the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, passing the bottom line. But many times people came to a Rav, and the Rav knew what it said in Shulchan Aruch, and they did not have the background of what it was said in the Beis Yosef, and they passed in the Halach, and it's fine. Zal, ubeistina zal, chavu adavam b'sefer ginze shalom shekasu l'mareinu harav Abshalom Abshalom Shimoni zal b'loshon ze umeata. From now on, harishus nisuna biyado ladun ulaharos, to decide halacha kifi mashayire be'enav al pi hashulchan aruch. The whole hadavar hakash shlemiska b'divrei hashulchan aruch shaluach yishlach lanu lahaskim al pi sefarim v'sayfrim. We will send. We will analyze. We will investigate. If we don't find the halacha explicitly mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, then we have no choice but to make an investigation. But otherwise, you can paskin straight out of the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the basic background. The chen yesh lechiach midivrei Maran, okay, in the next page, Shekosav, Yeshmi, Shekosav, Shekol, Akosav, Esfarim, Mepiska, Ha-Goinim, Yochol, Ha-Horis, B'nei, Rabbi, Rak, Lo, Yore, Dov, and Malibu, Perish, not the Son, and it's Omud, if it's something that's written in Maha, Shuvah, Sefer, you can rely upon it, V'Yismach, Al-Rai, Ayisav, Lidmai, Smil, Salamilsa, Me'atzmai, Ayin, Shom, do not try to make decisions on your own, but if you have a Sefer that discusses the Shiloh that you have, and it comes to a conclusion, you can rely upon that period. V'Emis, the Galam, So if you're going to tell me that you can't rely upon the Shulchan Aruch, then how can you rely upon a modern Tshuva Sefer? How can you rely upon the Igros Moshe if you can't rely upon what it says in Shulchan Aruch? So obviously, the same way we can rely upon the Igros Moshe, we can rely upon what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Elavada, Kedamaron, like we said, V'chein Zichroni Sheshamati Al Shem Rav HaGoyin Barainer of Moshe Zokin Mezus Zatzal Kibboi Lufnei HaRav HaGoyin Barainer Rav David Cohen. I don't know who these people are. Eizah HaRo V'hi Kesu B'Shulchan Aruch V'im Zehoi Reis Alamud Al Das Mareinu HaRav. Wherever this is, Hoye Meshivo Lama Ze Tishaleni Haim Bo Ani Bola Haskim Al Divim Aram Shulchan Aruch. It says it. What kind of shaila are you asking me? It says this beferish in the Shulchan Aruch V'chein Zichrani Kibi Aldusi Nistapakti. I had questions B'yos B'kil Kedosha in this community. Okay, wherever this community is, Eich Roy Lasas B'Mishloach Hayayim B'Chavis Eitz. I had a shaila how to transport wine in wooden caskets. I guess it was a shaila of Yayin Nesach, that the goyim should not touch the wine when the wine was in transport. Vishal T.B.P., whoever this person was, Rav David Zal V'Hu L'Fi Roiv Ha'Nava Hevi, he brought, he told me, I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya V'Karo L'Fana, he read it to me, Oy Harani Likos, so he told me I should read it, Masha Kosef Maran Zal Shon B'Zeh. So you see, he did not go and tell me to go to learn the Gemara, learn Tosfos, learn the Rashba, learn what it says in the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rambam, and then come to the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't tell me to go through the whole step. He told me, listen, the bottom line is, it says, in Rav Simcha Bunim's Kohn Sefer, in Art School Hilcha Shabbos, it's mutter. It's mutter. That's basically what he says. V'chein anachnu regilim lasos b'chol davar ha'mavur lehedi b'shulchan aruch al pi zeh bilti chipus od b'shum poisik, without delving deeper into the matter. V'hagam, the cause of Maharsha, but what about the Maharsha? The Maharsha, we live upon the Maharsha. The Chazon Ish was one of the biggest advocates of the Maharsha. The Chazon Ish, you cannot study Gemara without learning Maharsha. You're fooling yourself. If you learn a Tosfos and you do not learn the Maharsha, you don't know what the Tosfos says. The Chazon Ish was very, very, very strong on studying the Maharsha. The Hagam, the Kasa of Maharsha, Shoisam Shemoyim Halacha Mitoch Shulchan Aruch, he says, Harehin Bichlal Mevalei Oilam. Anyone that decides a Halacha out of the Shulchan Aruch is a destroyer of the world. Don't take him literally, because things have changed since the time of the Maharsha. Nira Pasha the Dvar of Ainam Elo Bedavar Shein Muzka Behadi B'Shulchan Aruch. V'amodim haniskonim boim Allah hechichan nidoina me'ezer ra'ayos v'diktuki medivri ha'Shulchan Aruch. Shekein meduktuk medivri bedavar v'zal. When you start learning a Shulchan Aruch like a Tosfos, then you're in trouble. If it doesn't say the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you have a new modern day question, and the halacha is not presented clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, and you start making diyukim. Well, it says the following in this simin, and it says something in this simin, so we can be medayik. Why did the Beis Yosef write it like? Why did he write it like this? Why did he write it like this? So then you know you're in trouble. Then you have to go to the original source and start from the very beginning, because you do not have a Shulchan Aruch that tells you what to do. But in a situation where the Shulchan Aruch tells you explicitly that in this situation this is what you should do, you do not need to delve any further.
The problem is, a lot of people don't realize there are certain nuances, similar questions. They seem like the similar question,
but it's not exactly the same.
It's not exactly the same. If you don't know how you arrived at the decision, you're in trouble.
No, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I know.
Plus, it's the exact same
like, it only appears that way.
Okay, let's go further. The im ari gam bedavar mubul hadim shochnach ma'it in ma'yosef haimo shal davar halay etzam hanid ba'atzman shemistabik bo hamara mavur heitur o yisur o yachiliu vo yiputur b'shochnach. If it's explicit, fine. The yez zeh me'ezat ham sheyeh elavada demar b'midame milsa lemilsa. The marshah is only discussing a situation where you're comparing one thing to the next when it's not explicit in the shochnach. The be'ofin kezeh nochutz ledas hatam. Then we are forced to understand the reason. If you have a new modern day question that does not appear in Shulchan Aruch, we have no choice but to understand the logic behind the halacha so that we can figure out on our own what the halacha should be. Then you'll understand that you cannot compare one case to another case. Who came before us? We are lacking Paiske Hadar. The Kashem O Limso Misha Mara Baif and Kazed, it's very hard to find a person that can paskin halacha from the source. Lamud al Koldavar me Talmud Kimash Amar Maharsha Zalik, the Maharsha himself said, Zen Nir Lani Estaiti, the Hamai, the Hamaayin Yivchar, and a person that wants to understand what I'm saying, let him choose well. The Ayin Le, I don't know, the hara pischa tshuva biyardei simin reish memes sifkod hey shehivi divrei marsha the marsha haniskodim chosav the bizman azel sheyesh chiyuvim al shochnach efsh we have chiburim we have some shochnach efsher the marsha zal moide ayin sham the im shekosav zebuloshin efsher even though the pischa tshuva only said efsher nirel the derech anova kosav kain is only out of humility uviyam es tait local bizman azel sheyesh mevarim es shochnach veayim beshud Mishnah Lachos Shem Rav Menashe Klein. So the bottom line is, so what do we take out of this entire chapter? We should all remember that there's a Marsha. The Marsha says anyone that paskins a halacha by reading what it says in the Shulchan Aruch written by Rav Yosef Karo, he is from the Nevale Oilam. He is destroying the world. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch and quote me chapter and verse what the halacha is, you have destroyed the world. If you want to tell me what the halacha is, you come to me with a Gemara, with a Mishnayis, and a Gemara, and a Rashi, and a Tosfos, and a Rashba, and a Ritva, and then you show me what it says in the Rosh, and what it says in the Rif, and what it says in the Rambam, and then we'll talk. We'll talk what the bottom line is. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you tell me, look what it says here, you Am Aretz, you are from the Nevale Ha'olam. That's the Marsha. We have basically two responses to the Marsha. Number one, the Marsha was only talking in his day when we did not yet have the Shach and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Chavistas and all the other Mepharshim that came along to elaborate upon the Shulchan Aruch. But the Marsha would agree, if he opened up a Shulchan Aruch today, he would agree that today you can paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. Answer number two, the Marsha was only talking about people who are coming to resolve questions that are not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a dilemma, a question that's not explicit, and you want to start comparing, listen, it says in Simon Aleph this, and then Simon Bey is this, and Sifkan this. So let's compare me Medama Lamilsa Lamilsa, and you have no basic background, then you are in trouble. You are from the Mevali Olam. But if you want to learn the basic halachos, something that is explicitly mentioned, Shulchan Aruch, even the Marsha would agree that you're not doing anything wrong. Okay, it's a very nice idea, the Marsha, and the two responses we have to the Marsha. They say that Rav Moshe Feinstein was from the last Paiskim in the world that Paskin straight out of the Gemara. Rav Moshe did that. Rav Moshe actually did that. He went, he passed, and he looked at the Igus Moshe. He mamish does that. It says in the Gemara, and it says in Rashi, and it says in Taisis, and it says in the Rosh and the Rambam. And there, he went through the same exact thought process as what the Beis Yosef did. The Beis Yosef only dealt with issues that were common in his day. Today, you have all new technology. So who today can do something like that? There's no posek today in modern times, to the best of my knowledge, that does something like that, can write a tshuva like Rav Moshe can write and can start from the very beginning. He goes through all the sugyas right away in an encyclopedic mind. He goes without a computer. Well, we have an issue. So where do we find this issue, a modern day issue? Where do we find this issue? Well, it's in three places in Shas. And there Tosfos says one thing. And then he goes to the story of Moshe, unbelievable. And the Rashba on this sugya says this. And this one says this. It seems they contradict one another, but they don't really contradict one another. And Mela, you do this, you do this. And he comes out, he goes through the entire thought process. That's exactly what the Beis Yosef did, and that's what the Rav Moshe did. But today it's hard to find Peskin like that, so today we're just groping in the darkness. And when you have a modern Shaila, you know what? Rav Asher Weiss also does this today? Minchas Asher also does the same thing. Okay, so this is very unique. Okay, let's go to the next sugya. This is very similar, okay? This is very similar. Concept Chayro Mitoch HaGemara. Now here he seems to say something very different. Let's see. B'shut HaRimigash. Nishal. The question was presented to the Rimagash. The question, what does our master say concerning a person? Sheloy kara me'olam halacha imrath. He never studied in yeshiva. He never went to yeshiva. The ena yodeh derech halacha v'loy perusha v'loy kiryasa. He doesn't know how to learn. He doesn't know how to know Gemara. Now I read.
Does not the
alapes? Ella shuro harbe mitshuvos hagoinim zal the sifri hadinim. He has a library at home of tshuvos. He has another Yehuda. Shas and Shuvas, the Shuts, all the Shuts. He has the Noda Yehuda, and he has the Chasam Sefer. He has quite a collection. In Torah Vedas, I sit in the room where they have all the Shuvas. All the Shuvas from. They know they divide up this, they don't have too many places to put Svarim in Torah Vedas. They have the Rishonim in one place, and the Achronim in another place. And where I sit along the wall of all the Shuvas Svarim. Whole wall of Shuvas Svarim. And the one they used to, I'm not there too much anymore, but the one they would come there every single day was Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. That's where he hung out. Picked off all the Shuvas Svarim from the shelf. What do you do with a person that never opened up a Gemara but knows what it says in the Shuvas Svarim? So he writes over here, that the Tshuvas Svarim, they're not all discussing the same, they're all not the same. That some of them are missing, some of them are, they didn't include all the Tshuvas. Not all the Tshuvas Svarim are complete. Sometimes you're missing paragraphs. Sometimes you're missing sections. So if you only read...
By the time of the Rimagash, there was only everything was Kisrayat.
So some of the Svarim, they only tell you the beginning of the Tshuva. They don't tell you what the conclusion is. So if you're going to see what it says in the Tshuva Svarim, you may not have the page.
Or they could be missing...
Important paragraphs.
Well, maybe Sakat of some place about not having mitzitza.
Yeah.
It was printed.
They took it out.
The relatives are yelling that they shouldn't have printed it, and then in the newer edition, they just cut it out.
Sometimes the tshuvas are attributed to the wrong author. Sometimes they change their mind. They even say about the Rambam. They say the Rambam, sometimes they're serious in the Rambam. He changed his mind. Even in the Shulchan Aruch, they always like to say that. They always like to say they changed their mind. Even in the Mishnah Berurah, they say that about. Other people disagree. Let's say we have a person that's a baki in the Tshuvas Svarim, but he doesn't really know the sources. He doesn't know the original, like pretty much similar to what we learned above. Maybe the Pesach changed his mind. Can we rely upon him? Befratim who built a Yorei Shemayim. Especially if he's not a Yorei Shemayim, the Ya'idu Allah b'rishis rabos, they testify about him that he has done terrible averos. The yod Ya'idu Allah shahu nitle hayom le'inin din echad b'sheila achas u'biachis asol le'goyin echad. He's been accused of plagiarism or been accused of making up things. They had this pretty recently.
The one who wrote it.
The one who's telling us what it says. A person is writing an article.
If someone brings a source.
Yeah.
Even if the Mishnah Berurah brings a source, you can't say, oh, Mishnah Berurah Paskin because he has a source. You have to look at that source.
Many times, right, exactly. So that's the question. The question is, you have a person. So this question is similar to the previous Shaila. The only difference is the previous Shaila dealt with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is passing straight from the Shulchan Aruch. Here we're dealing with another situation. We have a person, he's basically a librarian. Right? You go to a library, and they have all the Shalas and Tshuva Svarim, and the person that's the librarian is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, or maybe he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's not someone that's reliable, he's questionable, he's already been caught in the past of doing things that are not 100%, and you ask him a Shaila. I have a difficult dilemma. Are there any Tshuvah Svarim that deal with this Shaila? Today we have the computer, so it's very easy. But you're asking, this was the question presented to the Rimagash, and the person tells us what it says in this Tshuvah Sefer. So number one, just because he knows what it says in the Tshuva Sefer, maybe the Pesach already by now changed his mind. Maybe he's quoting from a paragraph that's on the wrong page. Maybe at the end of the Tshuva he changed his mind. Or maybe he's lying. Maybe he's making things up. They had this not so long ago. There was a person that dealt with some very serious matter. And he claimed that he had sources, and it was revealed that he was just a phony. His sources they didn't exist. Okay, people know about this.
Yeah, even in Gemara, I think it's the last mission in the Dharma, it says, Barishona, Hayomrim.
And they changed their mind.
Said like this.
And then they changed their mind.
But eventually they realized people changed.
Okay, so this is the Shaila. Let's finish off right now. This is
the Shaila.
So this was the Shaila. So the Rimagash Paskins, Dasha, Ish Hazer Royus. Now this is a shocking Psak Halach from the Rimagash. And he says, the guy is good as it gets. Listen to him. If he knows what it says in the Tshuva Svarim, it's enough. The Heshav Da. Sheish Hazer Rohu Yoiser Lahatir Loi Lohoyos Meanoshim Rabin from many other people Kovu Atsam Lohoyos Bismanenu Ze. Better go to him who knows what it says in the Tshuva Svarim than go to a person that's sitting in Koilo. Because the person sitting in Kailal is very good, he tafka knows what it says in the Gemara, but he doesn't have the skill to paskin the halacha. You hear what it says? He doesn't have the skill. It's very good. You're a Talmudist. A Talmudist does not make you into a halachist. There's a halachist and a Talmudist. You can go to a yeshiva, the briskers can't paskin. They can't paskin the halacha. That's the way their minds work. Their minds, they see all the sides. Someone who knows what it says in the Tshuva from a librarian, he'll tell you what it says in this Tshuva Sefer and that Tshuva Sefer, and he has a good enough chazakah to be an honest person. He has a reputation to protect. He'll tell you what it says, so that's the bottom line. To go to a guy sitting in Kollel, he's not going to know the first thing how to paskin the halacha. That's what the Rimagash says. He's better for Rav Ben Afilu Echad Mishnei Devar Malalu V'Rutzin Lema Havanas Halachas V'Amida Al Das Hagoyin Mizal. So this person, many people do not know how to paskin from what it says in the original sources. So Oisam Shalom Shemedamim Lohiros Me'iyun Halacha. Those people that think they know how to learn U'Mechaytzek Iyunim B'Talmud Heim Sheroy Lemona Mizeh. Those are the dangerous people. The people sitting in yeshiva, they're the dangerous. So he says, Rimagash, this is a shocking thing. We don't have in our day and age, below me, we don't have today, we don't have today people that are capable of discerning halacha. But a person that's not paskening a halacha from his own understanding, he's telling you what it says in the Tshuva Svarim from the great people, even though the person does not know how to learn himself, atzmo, even though he definitely does not know how to learn, the librarian does not know how to learn like the person in Kollel who knows how to learn, but the bottom line is, he knows what it says in the halacha, shehu, avo pi shehu moira misvara, lebli mitus mirayos hagoinim zamikom okom, ina toya bezeh, lefi shehu masha osal pi bezna godel mumcha l'rab masa. He is telling you what it says in the svarim. Umisha moira me yuno be halacha, ev shehu choshev shoysa halacha mechayemes asohayuwa vehi ena mechayemes, vahita yuno yotor be pirusho. The Kol Yungaman is making a mistake because he's using his own seichel. He lacks the skill, but the librarian, he's not using his own seichel. He's just quoting you chapter and verse what it says in a tshuva sefer. The ein bizmanenu ze mi shiagia betalmud legeder sheyuchal l'smich l'chayros mimenu. There's no one in our generation, regards this, that you can rely upon, knows how to learn.
This is the guy who put this together's comment.
No, this is the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash. Ukvar. I don't know when the Rimi Gash was. Not that long ago.
The Rambam's father.
The Rebbe?
No, the Rambam.
Oh, so we're going way, way back.
The Talmud of the Rif.
Okay, so we're going way, way back. Ukvar bo lidei tshuvas ketzas anoshim dvarim shaharu b'chem v'heim chashim shaharu kedin v'shehu baru k'shemesh v'heim tov b'hayrosam. Many times it happened that people paskin halacha, they made big mistakes. They tell you a source and you look it up. It's a baba maisa. Doesn't exist. I was once talking to him in learning, and I told him I have this very good sefer. It has different. That's all about the same. So he was very curious. He was working on a certain topic. I think for a novice year. So I gave him the sefer. I had all the Maram Mekomos, and he came back and he said to me, most of the Maram Mekomos in this sefer turned out to be false. Wow. He looked them all up, all false leads.
It's like a guy writing an essay answer on a test.
So he writes here, this time ago, the Tolu Hadavrahu El Mokin Bilti Mekoimai, Lohayu Dvarim Eolam, Vlomu Hadimi Mokam Shinlumun Rosamenu, Vikvar Hoyu Ben Kane Bain Hadavra Shadonaboy Vivin Halocha Shinilubo, Looso Hadin Hiladak. There can be very small fine points which make all of the difference. For you like him halacha bechlala kipasha, they take halacha bechlala in generalities, like it's simply v'loyegishu bechlugi hadak, the fine points shaba u'medamim hanidon shalachem la ve'enem argishim bechiluki hadak. People don't realize, a lot of verbosity here, don't realize the fine points. Ad shani oimer shemi sheinu simech al atzmai im hu nitle b'tshuvos hagoinim v'horos Okay, so here's an amazing bottom line is, better trust the computer than trust yourself. Well, basically, you go to an encyclopedia and you look up what it says in the Tshuva Svarim, even though that he's saying is better. If you're going to make decisions on your own, then you're in a lot of trouble. Now, the Rimi Gash points out that the shayla that you mentioned to me is the person that you're asking the questions is even worse. Is worse than your typical case, because here the person that's quoting you from the Tshuva Svarim, we're calling him the librarian, is known to be not a Yorei Shemayim. Im hu dayan kavua, if he is a judge, he roy lachar bezel lefish ein roy lon lamo dayan shein hogun lefishu kinoteya asherah b'Yisrael. Appointing a dayan that is not a Yorei Shemayim is like planting an asherah in avodah zara. Vim ein a dayan kavua el shein don lefonav el but if he's not a real dayan, he's just a dispute resolution person.
And they
accepted him, so then we can rely upon. That's the duty. You go to Batei Din. A lot of the Batei Din. I know cases where people that sat on Bezdin, a mamish and a Bezdin, they don't have smicha. They don't have smicha, and they're not known to be talmidei chachamim. They have expertise in a certain matter, a certain field in business. And they're shtickle talmud chacham, so they participated with a dayanim to assist in dispute resolution, but they're not really qualified. So then that situation, if you the litigants are mekabel, I will accept whatever you decide. Then you can do whatever you want. Okay. So the bottom line here is a lot of words, very fascinating shaila to the Rimi Gash. A person you have a choice to go ask a shaila. You can go to a kol yungaman, sitting in Beis Medrash, the Yerush Shemayim, he knows how to learn, or you can go to the library and you ask the librarian. The librarian is not known to be the biggest Yerush Shemayim, but the librarian has access to tshuva svarim, and it can find your shaila in Chasam Sefer, in Medrash Yehuda, in Minchas Elazar, in Igros Moshe. He'll type a few things into the computer, he'll go be Madame Meili, he'll go to find your tshuva. Or you can present your shaila to a kol yungaman, who's a Yerush Shemayim, and he's going to paskin for you. Who should you go to? Go to the library. Go to the librarian. Let him go. But he's not a Yerush Shemayim. You wouldn't give him shlishi. The Talmud Chacham and Kailo. Oh, he's a Talmud Chacham. Him, you. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have the skill. You have no business passing the halacha. The person at the computer has access to the Piskei halachas. Dvarim Shutim. Okay, we'll